Welcome to Prophecy Today with your Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. Our goal at Prophecy Today is to reach the world with the news that Jesus is returning soon and to encourage Christians to live a pure and productive life in light of His imminent return. Jimmy, tell us what we can expect from today's broadcast.
Thank you very much, Jay. As we continue our study of the series Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end, we come this week to the third chapter of the book of Genesis. It's the record of the fall of man. The study of Bible prophecy, as you will see, is so very practical. Please take your Bibles and turn to the third chapter of the book of Genesis.
Thank you, Jimmy. And now our Bible teacher, Dr. Jimmy DeYoung.
Chapter 3, verse 1. Now the serpent was more subtle than any beast of the field which the Lord God hath made. The serpent. You know who that was? That's Satan. How do I know that? I read the book of Revelation, chapter 12 and verse 9, where it says, that old serpent, the devil and Satan. Was Satan actually a serpent? Or did he embody a serpent? Take possession of. I don't know. The Bible doesn't tell us that. But Adam and Eve recognized him as a serpent. Was he walking on all four? I don't know. Did he have any legs? I don't know. But I do know after he caused Adam and Eve to sin, God said, you're going to wallow around on your belly the rest of your life. That's all I know, what the text says. And then he comes up to Eve. Hey, did God really say you can't eat of the trees in the garden? I'm not sure. So he started to use deception. His subtle approach of telling a half-truth. Hey, wait a minute, Eve. Do you really believe God is going to kill you when you eat? You think you're really going to die? Let me tell you what I think God's doing. He's giving you a rough time because he doesn't like you being as smart as he is. Why don't you just go over there and eat of that tree of knowledge of good and evil? You'll be as smart as he is then. Then what did Eve say? Oh, she's starting to slip quickly. She said, well, God said, we can't eat of that tree of knowledge of good and evil, and we can't touch the tree. That's not what God said. He said you can't eat of it. He didn't say anything about touching it. So she's starting to slip. And ultimately, she listens to these lies, this deception. What is he? What is Satan? John chapter 8, verse 22 says, he is the father of all liars. 2 Corinthians chapter 11 says, he is an angel of light, so he comes and he deceives. We buy into it. And Eve bowed into it. So she eats the tree of knowledge of good and evil. Adam, this is delicious. Come have a bite. He bites into it. All of a sudden. Oh, Eve, you don't have any clothes on. Well, Adam, you don't either. You're standing there naked. And so he runs over and gets a fig leaf or some kind of leaf. I don't know. Maybe it's an oak leaf or something and covers himself. She does. They hide. It's about noontime, and Jesus is out for his daily walk, walking through the garden. Hey, Adam! Eve, where are you? Let's talk. We're over here, Jesus. What are you doing over there? We're hiding. Why are you hiding? We're naked. How do you know that? Oh, I know what's going on. And Jesus pronounces punishment. You see, Satan, he was the one who started the insurrection. What happened here, Adam and Eve? And Adam says, not my fault, Jesus. It's this woman that you gave me. And so Jesus looked at her, what happened, Eve? Not my fault, Jesus. This old snake over here told me to do it. Isn't that just like sin? Passing it along to somebody else. Never taking the credit for what you do wrong. So Jesus said, I tell you what, Eve, from now on, in childbirth, pain throughout all your generations. I can't describe it. I don't know what it is. Pain. And Adam, you're going to have to go to work. I provided everything. Now by the sweat of your brow, you're going to make a livelihood. And Satan, you're going to crawl around like a snake for the rest of your life. And I'll tell you what I'm going to do. Chapter 3, verse 15. I'm going to raise up a Messiah, a Savior. You might bruise his heel, but he's going to bust your head open. And in indeed, that was the pronouncement of Jesus in the Garden of Eden. But that all sets the stage for an end time event. We have the institution or the inauguration of the Garden of Eden, insurrection in the garden. There's going to be invasion of the Garden of Eden in the last days. Go to Isaiah chapter 51. Isaiah 51. Look there quickly with me. Isaiah chapter 51, verse 3. Isaiah 51, 3. For the Lord shall comfort Zion, synonymous with Jerusalem, shall comfort Zion. He will comfort all of the waste places, and he will make her wilderness. Now the word like is not here either in the original Hebrew. The word is Edon. That's the word for Eden. And then it says, so it should read, make her wilderness Eden and her desert. The word like again is not there in the Hebrew. The garden of the Lord. The word garden, Gan, is there. Edon and Gan. No word for like. So that's just an interpolation. The translator put it in because they couldn't believe we're going to have the Garden of Eden again. Go to the 36th chapter of the book of Ezekiel. Ezekiel chapter 36. You remember Ezekiel 36 is talking about the land. It's talking about the land in 35 different locations in here. And it says that God will bring them back into the land. Over here in verse 11, it says the land's going to be greater than it was for your forefathers. Look at chapter 36, verse 35. And they shall say, this land that was desolate is become like, is not in the text. That again is interpolation. And so the text should read, this land that was desolate, the Garden of Eden. Hey, listen, there shouldn't be any question. Don't you remember what Lot said when Abraham brought him down to the Jordan River, Jericho Valley? He said, hey, Lot, which piece of real estate do you want? I'll take the other. Which do you want? He said, I want this right here. It looks like the Garden of Eden. Of course, that's what it was. It's what it had been. It was still beautiful, even at that time. And so it says, this is the Garden of Eden. Go to Joel chapter 2. The book of Joel is talking about the day of the Lord. It introduces that phrase used 72 times in the Bible. The day of the Lord is any time in history when God intercedes in the affairs of man personally on the earth. In chapter 1 of the book of Joel, it's talking about a locust invasion of the land. That's historic. Starting in chapter 2, it's prophetic, using that as a backdrop. Look here in verse 2. Remember, a day starts with what? It starts with the night and then the day. Okay, look what it says here in verse 2. A day of darkness at night, of gloominess, a day of clouds and of thick darkness, as the morning spread upon the mountains. Now notice, a great people and a strong, there hath not been ever the like, neither shall be any more after it, even to the years of many generations. A fire devoureth before them. This is a mighty militia that's going to be formed. Notice what it says here. The fire devoureth before them, and behind them a flame burneth. That's how a forest fire goes through a forest. The big flames and then the little flickering flames afterwards. Notice where it's going. And to the land, look, is as the, is in italics. That means it's interpolation, not interpretation. So it should read, and the flame burneth the Garden of Eden before them. What's it talking about? A mighty militia that will be formed to go to the Garden of Eden. Wow. In the last days. Oh, the Garden of Eden. Temple Mount, city of Jerusalem. Hey, the Jews are not the only ones that believe that. I want to tell you, I was interviewing Sheikh Sabri, the Mufti of the city of Jerusalem, most powerful Islamic cleric in the area. He was sitting in his office just off of the Temple Mount. I was asking him, has there ever been a Jew on the Temple Mount, Sheikh? He said, no, never a Jew on the Temple Mount. Boy, that ticked me off. I wanted to get in his face. I wanted to talk about Abraham taking Isaac to Mount Moriah. I wanted to talk about David buying that threshing floor from Ornan the Jebusite. I wanted to talk about King Solomon building that temple. I wanted to talk about Zerubbabel building the second temple. I wanted to talk about Jesus Christ, who as a Jew preached on the Temple Mount and healed on the Temple Mount. I wanted to get in his face. And then I looked at his bodyguards. 6'8", 290 apiece. I determined that wasn't the proper time to get in the Mufti's face. But I said, sir, you're telling me there's never been a Jew on the Temple Mount? He said, absolutely not. And he said, that Temple Mount out there, he calls it Al-Aqsa. That Al-Aqsa dates back to Adam and Eve and the Garden of Eden. Islam believes the Temple Mount's the Garden of Eden. You start reading Islamic literature. The Mahdi, the Muslim Messiah, will appear. He will go to Jerusalem and set up the Caliphate. The Caliphate. The world dominion, the world kingdom, and a mighty militia from Daniel chapter 11, verses 40 to 45. King of the north, Syria, who's perched at Israel's northern border. King of the south, Egypt, who's ready to come in with the largest Arab nation in the world. Antichrist defeats them. Study Daniel 11, 40 to 45. Ezekiel 38 intercedes. Magog! Magog. Gog in the land of Magog. Magog's the land. You know where Magog comes from? Why, Magog was the firstborn son of Japheth, grandson of Noah. Genesis chapter 10, verse 2. And you know what? He went to some place, Genesis 10, 5, raised a family, developed a language, and started a nation. That's where nations come from. 10th chapter of the book of Genesis, after the flood. Oh, by the way, he had some brothers. You know what their names were? Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, Togarma. Oh, Magog went north of the Caspian Sea. That's modern-day Russia. Meshach, Tubal, Gomer, and Togarma stayed below the Caspian and Black Sea. That's modern-day Turkey. In the book of Ezekiel, chapter 38, they're going to come. Tayyip Erdogan of Turkey, an Islamic fundamentalist. They're going to attack. Oh, there's going to be some more. Chapter 38, verse 5, you know who Persia is? Until 36, they were, 1936, they were Persia, but today they're Afghanistan, Pakistan, and Iran. Kush, Ethiopia, Somalia, and Sudan. Put, Libya. Over in the 83rd Psalm, you know what it says? The Ishmaelites, that's modern-day Saudi Arabia. Tyre, that's modern-day Lebanon. These nations are going to form an alliance, and they're going to bring the coalition, a mighty army that's never been formed in the history of the world, into Jerusalem.
This mighty militia, made up of Muslims from around the world, will come to Jerusalem, the Garden of Eden, to set up a worldwide kingdom, a caliphate, in the place where the devil used his subtle strategy against Adam and Eve some 6,000 years ago. With this coalition of nations aligning themselves against the Jewish state of Israel, once again the devil is trying to take control of the world from the Garden of Eden, which is the center of the world. However, this time, the Lord will intercede and totally wipe out this attacking enemy of the Jewish people. In essence, the Muslim world will be rendered inoperative, as foretold in the prophetic book of Ezekiel, where the ancient Jewish prophet pre-wrote history to tell of the demise of the enemies of Israel. You can read this account in Ezekiel chapter 38, verse 18, through chapter 39, verse 6. Next week on our program of Bible study, we will return to the book of Genesis and study about the event of the worldwide flood as recorded in Genesis chapters 6, 7, and 8. We'll study the significance of this historic event, the worldwide flood, as it relates to Bible prophecy. Right now, here's Jay to tell you how you can get your personal copy of our Bible study today.
Thank you, Jimmy. We'll definitely be looking forward to next week's study. By the way, if you're interested in purchasing your copy of this week's study, you can visit our website at prophecytoday.com or call our toll-free number at 8-PROPHECY-8. That's 877-674-3298. You've been listening to Prophecy Today with Dr. Jimmy DeYoung. We trust that you have enjoyed this time in God's prophetic word and that Jimmy's teaching has been beneficial for you. Once again, to get a copy of today's broadcast, visit our website at prophecytoday.com. Remember, Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...